continuing. POTUS will not be addressing the nation on any of these issues as people begin to be indicted and must remain neutral for pure optical reasons. To suggest this is the plan is false and should be common sense. That's really weird. That doesn't make any sense. That's like gibberish. And also, I really enjoy the idea that like Hillary Clinton and other important people are going to be indicted. And the press is going to go to President Trump and be like, yo, Mr. President, your opponent in the 2016 election has just been indicted for horrible crimes. And Trump's going to be like, no comment. I can't discuss that. Donald Trump, the guy who can't stop talking about everything, the guy who's never saw a microphone, he hasn't loved. Every time he looks at a camera, his eyes light up like it's Christmas. The most attention-starved man on God's green earth is going to just zip his lip and be totally silent and statesmanlike and just say, we're going to let the legal process play out here. Like Hillary is entitled to her day in court. I just love the idea of Trump the statesman, this total alternate reality version of Trump that Q's created. It's so delicious. Focus on military intelligence, state secrets, and why might that be used versus any three-letter agency. Again, just making shit up. What Supreme Court decision opened the door for a sitting president to activate what must be shown? Again, just lying. Why is POTUS surrounded by generals? Because he's commander-in-chief and all presidents are surrounded by generals. Again, there are a lot more good people than bad, so have faith. This was a hostile takeover from an evil, corrupt network of players, not just Democrats. What's really funny is here is that Q's going to take a hard pivot on that whole not a lot of bad people stuff. Because the story doesn't sell as well if it's a small network of bad guys that we need to just like cut out like a cancer. And the stage one cancer is boring. That doesn't sell. Stage four cancer where you gotta cut the arm off to save the body. That's what the audience wants. That's what the audience craves. So that's what we're going to get down the line. Don't fool yourself into thinking Obama, Soros, Roths, Clintons have more power present day than POTUS. Rothschilds. The Rothschilds are snuck in there. Love it. We're just going straight Illuminati, straight anti-Semitism. And he then says Operation Mockingbird, and then he finishes by saying, Patriots are in control. Sit back and enjoy the show. That is Q Drop 4. That was posted 8 years, 6 months, 1 week, 9 hours, and 1 minute ago. So you can timestamp when I'm recording this, I guess. But that was said then. So whenever you see any of these people posting about how we got to deep clean the FBI or the CIA or the judges on the bench and the judicial system, or like the Republicans in the Senate are defying Trump or whatever you hear from these people, 8 years and 6 months ago, Q said this thing was done. The Patriots are in control. We got this on lockdown. That's from the boss. That's from the guy who is the one giving us all this incredible top secret information. He said it, not me. It's like when people get mad about stuff in the Bible. And it's like, look, man, it's your book. Your holy book said this. Your holy book has God telling, I believe, Moses to kill everyone in an enemy tribe, and even the boys, even the young men, kill them, and then kill all the young women, except for the young women who have not known a man. You may take them for yourselves. And it's like, why does God approve of war crimes? And people are like, shut up. And it's like, look, man, it's your book. I'm just reading your book. Your book says this. What do you want me to do? Like, turn a blind eye to the things I'm reading. And that's what this is. This is what Q said. That this was supposed to be over and done with very quickly. Now, Q is kind of vacillating on what the payoff is going to be because, again, in Q Drop 2, he said Mockingbird 10-30-17. So that was then, and Q drop 4 is on the 29th. So like Q's basically telling us tomorrow it's all over. Tomorrow we're going to start cuffing and stuffing people. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And it's very interesting because Q does a lot of posting on the 29th because he kind of knows that he's set himself up for a deadline for the next day. And oops, that's not going to happen. So he's got to figure out a way to weasel through that. So that is this week's episode. Hope it was entertaining and informative. Hope you liked it. Hope you listened to it. We will hopefully get the gang back together this week and cover the news, all the stuff that's happening. It's been crazy. All that good stuff. Iran, the end of knowledge fight, all that good stuff that's going on. So the ballroom that never ends, it's magical. But anyways, thank you all for listening. 5-star review wherever you listen to me. Patreon.com/pokerpolitics. Throw some money in the tip jar. Make things better for me. That'd be great. If you don't want to do that, go to love146.org and donate to them to fight human trafficking. Donate to Mary Peralta in her Senate campaign in Alaska. Again, I think like maybe we need like 200 votes to make her a senator, so let's do that. Thank you all for listening. Thanks to TJ Minimal Effort and Frosty for the music and the bumps, the music I accidentally remixed. And thank you. And bye. I blew the outro, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to finish by saying what I want to say, which is that never forget that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the assassination of President Kennedy.